Thank you, everybody, for attending. My name is David Kuby, out of Atlanta, Emory University. The session is the incidentally discovered pancreatic lesion. Myself, on behalf of myself, my co-moderator Peter Allen, and our crowd that you're going to team that you're going to meet, we're going to run the session that Dr. Allen's going to give an overview of the, and then we have four very nice talks. I forgot our radiology talk, followed by case discussion, and then we'll have our illustrious panel up here. And if any of you want to take a microphone and take a guess at what some of the cases are at the end, we'd be happy to have you. So without further ado, introducing Professor of Surgery, Chief of Surgical Oncology at Duke University, Peter Allen, good friend and colleague.
Good morning. I'm just going to take a couple of minutes to introduce really what I think is the significance of our topic today. And I'm going to start off with a scary story. It's the Halloween season, so it's a scary story. And it's a personal health scare that I had about a year ago when I landed in the urgent care center at Memorial Sloan Kettering with signs and symptoms of appendicitis. Now, that's not the scary part of the story. However, I ended up getting a CAT scan for this concern. And I will also say that the scary part of the story is not that I was worried about having perforated appendicitis or perforated diverticulitis or an undiagnosed malignancy in my colon or small bowel, but my personal health scare was entering the CAT scanner and being worried about having an 8-millimeter cystic lesion being identified in my pancreas on that scan. Or even worse, a 6-millimeter endocrine tumor in the head of my pancreas, and the thoughts of my potentially opportunistic partners who are standing around my bedside, possibly wanting to cure me of this abnormality at the same time they performed an appendectomy by doing a Whipple procedure. Overdiagnosis and overtreatment is no longer the only concern in prostate, but also many organ sites, thyroid, breast, and now even pancreas. And I would argue that with the increased use of high-quality cross-sectional imaging, pancreas and the pancreas organ site is indeed one where overdiagnosis and overtreatment is one that we need to speak about and think about very carefully. Given that the disease processes that we're going to speak about today, the natural history of these is relatively unknown, and given that the morbidity of the operation to intervene on these abnormalities is significant, the clinical management of these abnormalities is quite controversial. And so this morning we're going to dig into this. We're going to first look at the imaging characteristics of these incidentally discovered lesions. We'll then talk about risk assessment and how do we judge risk in these patients. And then we'll dig into two of these disease processes, being IPMN, as well as incidentally discovered endocrine tumors, and talk about the controversies regarding management for these two disease processes. And then finally, at the end, we'll have a case panel to present some cases and go into some of these abnormalities in detail.